Our scripture this morning is being presented in a slightly different format. I'd ask everybody who's in the radio drama to come up, take their places, get their microphones lined up. Speak clearly when your spot comes, but not when you're not supposed to be.
I need to mention that some of our actors this morning are playing double duty, triple duty, quadruple duty probably. We had two who could not make it, so we're doubling up on the parts. Welcome to Living Word. This program is coming to you from Station KFMC, Faith United Methodist Church in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Today we continue the story of Jesus, the events that happened after the crucifixion as recorded in the four Gospels of the New Testament. Several women were present during the crucifixion of Jesus. They were Mary Magdalene, Mary, mother of James and Joseph, and Salome. They and many others had followed Jesus during his ministry and listened to his teachings. It was toward evening when Joseph of Arimathea arrived at the scene of the crucifixion. He was a respected member of the council and a secret follower of Jesus. It was preparation day, the day before the Sabbath. So Joseph went into the presence of Pilate and spoke to him.
I would like to take the body of Jesus for burial.
Is Jesus already dead?
Yes, he is.
All right, Joseph, you may take the body for burial.
Joseph bought a linen sheet, took the body down, wrapped it in the sheet, and placed it in a tomb which had been dug out of the solid rock. Then he rolled a large stone across the entrance to the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, mother of Joseph and James, were watching and saw where the body of Jesus was placed. The next day, the chief priest met with Pilate.
That this man, this upstart Jesus, said to us, "I will be raised to life 3 days after my execution. How ridiculous!" And he asked us to believe that kind of nonsense. We request that you give orders to have the tomb guarded carefully until the third day. We suspect that his disciples might go and steal his body, just so that they can lie to the people and say that he was raised from death.
Take guards with you. Go and make the tomb as secure as you can.
So they left and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and leaving guards there. After the crucifixion of Jesus, very early Sunday morning, while it was still dark, the three women and their daughters went to the tomb. They had bought spices to anoint the body of Jesus. They expected to find Jesus' body in the tomb. On the way, they were talking together.
Who will roll the stone away?
It would take an army to move that stone away.
It is very large and much too heavy for us to handle.
Look, someone has already rolled it away.
I wonder who moved the stone. That was a very thoughtful person.
I think many people moved that huge stone.
Yes, they probably did. Who is that man inside the tomb?
They entered the tomb where they saw a young man sitting on the right. He was wearing a white robe. The women were very surprised.
Don't be alarmed. I know you are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, the one who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised. Look, here is where he was placed.
You are right. He is not here.
I wonder who took him away.
Sir, did you take him away?
No, I did not take him away. Don't you understand? The man, Jesus, whom you are looking for, has been raised from death.
Raised from death?
Yes. Now, go and give this message to his disciples. Tell them Jesus is going to Galilee ahead of you. There you will see him, just as he told you.
All right, we'll go and give the disciples Jesus' message.
The women left the tomb and went on to find the disciples. They gave Jesus' message to the disciples. While the women went on their way, some of the guards went back to the city and told the chief priests everything that had happened. The priests met with the elders, and together they hatched their plan. They gave the elders a bribe. One of the priests spoke to the guards.
Listen, this is what you are to say to the officials. Jesus' disciples came during the night and stole his body while the guards were sleeping. If the governor should hear of this, we will convince him that you are innocent. You won't have anything to worry about. We will cover for you. Here is something for you.
The guards took the money and did what they were told to do. Later that Sunday evening, the disciples were gathered in a locked room. They were afraid of the Jewish authorities. Jesus came and stood among them. At first, they did not recognize him. He said to the disciples,
"Peace be with you."
He showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing Jesus.
"Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you."
Jesus breathed on them and said,
"Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they're forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they're not forgiven."
One of the disciples, Thomas, was not with them when Jesus came. So when he saw him later, Peter told him,
"We have seen the Lord. We have seen Jesus, our teacher, the one who was crucified."
"Come on, you guys. How could you have seen him? That's impossible. He died on the cross last Friday. Unless I see the scars of the nails in his hands and put my finger in those scars and my hand in his side, I will not believe that he is Jesus."
A week later, the disciples were together again indoors. This time, Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but Jesus came and stood among them and said,
"Thomas, put your finger here and look at my hands. Then reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop your doubting and believe."
Thomas did as Jesus asked him, and he believed.
"My Lord and my God."
"Do you believe because you see me? How happy are those who will believe without seeing me."
Another time, two of Jesus' followers, Zachary and Cleopas, were walking to Emmaus. Emmaus was a village about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking to each other about all the things that had happened.
"Jesus was a great teacher. He told us how to live life fully and gloriously."
"Yes, the high priest did not want to hear his teachings. They were jealous of him. They were afraid he might take away some of their power."
"The priests and the leaders all were smarting when Jesus exposed them as phonies.
They stirred up the crowd, and they got him sentenced to death to shut him up."
"I wonder what will be the aftermath of his crucifixion."
As they talked, Jesus himself drew near and walked along with them. They saw him, but did not recognize him. Jesus said to them,
"What were you talking about? What were you saying to each other?"
They stood still with sad faces. Cleopas asked him,
"Sir, are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have happened these last few days?"
"What things?"
"Things that happened to Jesus of Nazareth. This man was a prophet. He was considered by God and all the people to be powerful in all he said and did. Our jealous chief priests and rulers stirred up the people and insisted Jesus be executed. They handed him over to be sentenced to death, and he was crucified."
"We hoped that he would be the one who was going to set Israel free, our Messiah. Besides all that, this is now the third day since it happened. Some of the women in our group surprised us. They went at dawn to the tomb but could not find the body. They came back saying they had seen a young man there. The man told them Jesus was alive.
Some of our group went to the tomb and found it exactly as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus or the young man.
Finally, Zachary and Cleopas realized that it was Jesus who was talking with them.
I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Go then to all people everywhere and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And I will be with you always to the end of the age.
You've been listening to Living Word from Faith United Methodist Church. Today's cast included
Joseph of Arimathea by Bob Seaton.
Pilate and Thomas by Lee Shoneman.
Peter and Cleopas by Art Marmerstein.
Priest and Zachary by Rick Schlau.
Mary Magdalene was played by Linda Lang.
Mary, mother of James and Joseph, played by Donna Marmerstein.
Salome, played by Kathy Erickson.
Sarah was played by Lori Marmerstein.
Rachel, played by Tiffany Schilling.
The young man was played by Lee Shoneman.
Jesus by Jack Erickson.
The guitar music was by Bob Seaton.
Audio engineer, John Seaton.
And Ted Nebone was the narrator. Today's program was Jesus, Shepherd of Souls, telling the story of Jesus' life after the crucifixion. We invite you to listen again when the next time we present Living Word from Faith Methodist Church in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Thank you, cast. Thank you.